It's our opportunity to celebrate the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for us to set us free. I want to look at a couple of verses in Romans. Paul in Romans lays out first the bad news, that we're all sinners. We are we've rebelled against God. We've not honored Him the way we ought to honor Him. And we're in trouble. There's no hope. There's hell for us in and of ourselves on our own. That's what we deserve. That's what every one of us deserves. And Paul lays that out very clearly in the beginning of Romans. All have sinned, and the wages of sin is death. And he says in chapter 3, verse 19, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and that the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin." We all close our mouths and say, we're guilty before God, we're in trouble. But thank God it doesn't stop there. Thank God that the next word is but. In Romans chapter 3, verse 21, he says, we're all under condemnation because we're guilty sinners. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified, declared righteous, declared not guilty, justified by His grace as a gift. As a gift. He goes on, and through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate with the bread and the juice. Jesus laid down His life, His body broken, His blood poured out as a gift for me and for you, for all who would simply trust Him, simply take Him at His word, and say, whoever believes has eternal life. I believe. I trust you. I'm banking on you. I'm counting on you to rescue me. He goes on in chapter 4. He says, to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. If your employer says, hey, I've got a gift for you at the end of a hard day, hard week's work, and he says, I'm going to give you this gift, it's your paycheck, you should be offended. That's not a gift. That's what you owe me. I worked for that. I earned it. To the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but trusts Him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. That's where we fall. We don't work for our salvation. There's nothing we could do to earn God's favor. Jesus earned it for us. We simply are the recipients. We receive it as a gift through faith, through belief, through trusting, depending on the work of another, on the work of Jesus. That's what we celebrate. That's the good news. We couldn't ever earn it. And so God gives it to us by grace as a gift that we can take and enjoy. That's what we celebrate with the bread that represents Jesus' body, the juice that represents His blood, reminders of what Jesus did for us, the great gift, the good news that we can have eternal life because He gives it to us, not because we could earn it, because we can't. I'm going to invite the deacons to come up, and we're going to pass out the bread and the juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in Him, you're invited to participate. Take a piece of bread, take a juice, and hold on to it. We'll take that together in just a minute. Let's pray and say thank you to God for the great gift that He's given us. Father, thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only Son to die on a cross, to pay the price for my sin, so that I could be given the gift of eternal life, of communion and fellowship with you forever, to be in your presence, to know that when I die, I have that to look forward to, and yet even now, I can enjoy not your condemnation, but your favor.
not your judgment, but your joy and pleasure. Thank you for covering over my sins, crucifying them at the cross in Jesus, and now giving to me the gift of eternal life. Jesus, thank you for gladly, willingly, voluntarily laying down your life in our place as a substitute for our sin. And Spirit, thank you for stirring in our hearts to see the beauty of the gospel, to receive the free gift that you so gladly offer to us. Spirit, Son, and Father, we want to say thank you for the gift of salvation that we enjoy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood poured out for the forgiveness of all your sins. Drink.